with our next contender, please. And your name is?
Tony Hadley.
And your occupation?
I'm a sheet metal worker.
And your specialist subject?
Baked beans from 1974 to 1982.
What could be said to be the average weight of a standard baked bean circa 1979?
Oh, Jesus. Is it Lee Majors?
Speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They're watching rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers.
Oh, right, it's me.
Okay.
Done?
Yeah, sorry, Karen.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the return of the Watch With Mothers podcast. We've been away for a while, haven't we?
We have, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Whose fault was that, then?
Mine, and Pete's.
Yeah, you both moved house. Did you move in together, did you?
We didn't move in together, no, we're not gay lovers. I live in Sheffield, he lives down in London, so you can't accuse us of that. Before you start with your childishness.
Well, I wasn't being childish, and also it's not really an accusation, is it? It's just a query.
Well, no, we didn't move in together. I could see that going horribly wrong, quite frankly. We're not matching personalities, are we?
True, you're quite incompatible, yeah.
Exactly. What happened was I moved house, lost my broadband, and then he moved house, lost his broadband, and, well, there's nobody else, is there?
There's Ems Babi. She's a... I don't know how you pronounce that. Ems Baby? Ems Babi.
A woman?
That's all right, isn't it?
What, a podcast with a woman? Who'd listen to that?
I don't know if I'd actually be able to cope with talking to a woman for an hour.
No. And you wouldn't get anything done. It'd just be, I don't know, gossip, shoes, etc. The usual gamut of sexist stuff I usually come out with. Sorry, I would have gone into it, but I'm not very well.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I've got an abscess above my teeth. Now, you'll probably say that's because you never clean your teeth, blah, 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 blah. Well, it isn't. It's because there's some bacteria's got in there or whatever. However abscesses work, I don't know. But anyway, I've got an abscess, and my side of my face has blown up, so I now look like a mirror image of you.
What? What does that mean?
Well, you have enormous cheeks. I now have enormous cheeks. If we were to look at one another at a webcam, through a webcam, God forbid, we'd think we were just looking in the mirror. We'd think the webcams were broken.
That's not true, because you haven't got a fine mane of curly hair.
Yeah, that's a point. No, I've got this sort of greasy, balding thing sat on the top of my head. Looks like an animal.
I've got a sort of ridiculous afro beaver attachment.
An afro beaver?
Yeah.
Sounds quite good.
Yeah, it sounds good. It doesn't look good.
Doesn't it? Is that just because you now refuse to leave the house and so therefore you haven't had your hair cut in ages and eventually you're just going to be drowned under your own hair?
That's probably what's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah? Well, you could say it's religious.
I don't know what religion requires you to grow an afro.
The Sikh religion requires you to grow long hair. Doesn't it? Which you then hide under a turban.
Rastafarians need to grow dreadlocks, don't they?
Is that a religion?
It is a religion, yeah.
Is it? I don't know. What, I thought it was just a collection of records.
No, it's also a religion where the god is Emperor Haile Selassie, I think.
What, the Ethiopian dictator?
Well, yeah, he's as good as Jesus, isn't he? He's a bloke on earth who's imbued with the spirit of God. And they also say, I think this is off the top of my head, but... I think they say if you cut your hair and don't grow dreadlocks, then that makes you a crazy bald head.
Right. It's the lies I can't stand.
I've lost you on this, haven't I? I think that's true.
I'm sure. Is that true? I mean, I'm not gonna say, because I might accidentally say something offensive, but I had absolutely no idea it was actually a proper religion. And they follow an old Ethiopian president, do they?
Yeah, if you check your census, it will say Rastafarian on there.
Right. Well, no, I never get the census results, do you?
I can't remember.
Yeah, you fill it in. Do you ever get it back?
No, you don't, do you?
Hmm. You get the thing where it says, oh, it's now 100 years, you can have a look at everybody who's dead. But you don't get the one that you filled in. I don't think you're allowed to look at that for 100 years. Do you think either you and me are going to last 100 years?
No, but there was one came out, wasn't there?
There was. There was one came out not long ago, and loads of loads of people filled out that they were that they were Jedis.
Yeah, I wasn't one of them actually.
Yeah, I thought that was probably the funniest thing I've ever heard of.
Really?
Yeah, if I'd never heard of any other funny things, that would definitely have gone to the number one spot in the funny thing hit parade.
Well, yes, maybe it would climb just above 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
Which, of course, is one of the most hilarious sitcoms ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah, if no other sitcoms had ever been made apart from maybe The Good Life.
So, you've got an abscess.
I've got an abscess.
You've moved house.
I've moved out. Yeah, I've moved house. I'm now in my... I've got my washing machine in my living room, as promised.
You don't realise that Rastafarianism is a valid religion?
No, I had absolutely no idea. No, I'm very sorry about that.
So, aside from all that, are you happy to be back?
I'm all right, yeah. What about yourself?
I'm all right. I was quite flattered that people were demanding a podcast, but also a little bit put out.
Yeah? Well, I mean, fuck 'em. You know, they had to wait, what, 2 weeks?
I know. Ooh, shameful.
3. Yeah, maybe we should give Marie fun.
Yes.
Fuck you.
It's a bit harsh.
Yeah, well, you know, for crying out loud. How can you complain about that? That's like me getting, I don't know, a mop through the post for free. Sorry, the mop's the only thing I could think of at the time. Anyway, I'll run with a mop. I get a mop, yeah?
Yeah.
Free. And then I ring up Vi Leader and I say, no, I'm not happy about this. Yeah. What do you think Vi Leader would say?
Vi Leader, are they the manufacturers of Super Mop?
They're the mop people.
Well, they'd say, they just wouldn't care, would they? So I suppose we shouldn't care.
Yeah, so why should you care? I mean, if your feelings have been hurt, remember, they've been hurt worse. Greg Hart springs to mind.
Don't mention his name, please.
Sorry, Greg Hart.
We should probably discuss what we're talking about today.
Yeah, sorry. What are we talking about today? We're talking about game shows.
Game shows, quiz shows.
Quiz shows, game shows. I had an idea to throw you, but because I'm a bit under the weather, I fucked it up, and it's the moment's gone now.
Right, well, that's essentially meaningless, because we've no idea what it was.
Well, no, well, you know, I was waiting for you to say, so, what are we going to do today, readers? And I was just going to go, the mysteries of the human mind, like that, but I forgot.
Well, what's that, anyway?
Well, discussing the mysteries of the human mind.
Right. Should we crack on?
Okay.
Watching TV in our pants. Get out the mini chatters. It's watch with mothers. It's watch with mothers.
Right, looking at the schedule. Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, it's been a while since we recorded one of these, and I've just got to get back into the swing of not saying anything when you say something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Hello?
Right, looking at the schedule.
Let me have a look. Now, as I've just explained to you off camera, microphone, not camera, I've written down the schedule on a piece of paper. But I've lost it.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm telling you what's on the schedule.
Right, what's on the schedule? What are we talking about? What's the first order of the day, sir?
Right, looking at the schedule, we've decided we're going to talk about quiz shows from past and present.
Right.
So starting off, I thought we'd discuss Family Fortunes versus Family Fortunes, i.e. past versus present.
Right, you thought that, did you?
Yeah, this was my idea.
That was your idea, the Family Fortunes versus Family Fortunes, that was your idea, was it?
Yeah, I came up with that one, yeah.
Okay, let me just cross out, that was my idea, and write, that was Swine's Head's on it. Just writing that. Right, okay, yep, carry on.
Right, so Yeah, Vernon Kay versus Les Dennis.
Right, obviously I'm old, so therefore I'm on the side of Les Dennis, even though I don't really like Les Dennis very much. But put him up against Vernon Kay, well, it's no contest.
Hang on.
Is that you lighting a cigarette?
No, that would be a bad example.
Yeah, don't. Whatever you do, kids, don't smoke. At least until you get to the age of 12.
Well, I think 16 is the legal age, isn't it?
Well, yeah, yeah, it is. But now the government have done that amazing thing where you're allowed to smoke when you're 16, but you're not allowed to buy them until you're 18.
Right, are you sure?
Who came up with that idea?
Not sure. So what, someone can buy it for you, but you're not allowed to buy it yourself?
Yeah, so you have to get... you're not allowed... It's illegal for newsagents to sell 16-year-old cigarettes. So what they have to do is they have to go to some, well, I don't know, some shifty, down and out, hanging around outside newsagents and say, mister, can you go in there and buy me, I don't know, 10 silk cut, whatever. And they have to get somebody else to do it for them, even though they're legally allowed to do it. That's joined up thinking.
Yeah, it's faintly ridiculous, isn't it? You honestly couldn't make it up, could you?
No, you couldn't. You couldn't make it up. I'm sure if I was Richard Littlejohn, I'd be farting at this particular moment.
Yeah, even if I was a creative genius, I'd sit there struggling to make that one up.
Yeah, I couldn't make it up. You couldn't make it up.
You couldn't make it up.
You couldn't make that up.
I'm with you. Les Dennis definitely wins the day, though he didn't win the girl, obviously, back in the 90s.
No, but to me, she was the sort of girl that you think, yep, right, been there, done that, lovely stuff, move on. She wasn't wedding material, was she? She wasn't marrying, sort of. I know he married her, but yeah. you don't marry that.
But he was in tears, wasn't he, on Celebrity Big Brother?
Yes, because he was... let's have a look at Les Dennis. He was a fat, sweaty, old man with a big flabby belly and a balding head who was crying because his very attractive 20-year-old missus had left him for Rocky at a Boone.
Well, when you put it like that, yeah, I suppose it all...
that's why. Oh, God, I'm never going to get another one of them, was what Les was thinking. Yeah, join the club, Les. You know, sorry at all, mate, you had your chance.
What struck me about Family Fortunes was it was flawed, wasn't it, at the heart of it? Well, it still is, I suppose.
It was flawed at the heart of it because it was the British public that supplied the answers.
Well, that was the thing. How many of the British public?
Well, apparently they went out, didn't they, and they asked 100 people. We went out and asked 100 people, what's the sort of thing you'd expect to find in the bedroom? Like that, and they go, woo, 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 like that. They'd stamp their hand down, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And, well, what you'd expect to find in the bedroom? A bed, pillows. You're welcome to join in.
I was just thinking, whose bedroom is it?
Well, the normal people's bedroom. I'm not talking about a sexy woman such as Cleo Lane. No. Not Cleo Lane, she's the shabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba woman, isn't she?
I thought, who's Cleo the woman off Kenny Everett?
No, that's who I meant, Cleo Rockus, a sexy woman from the
80s. She's a sexy woman.
I didn't say her, did I? I said the shabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba, that woman.
Yeah. In her bedroom I'd expect to find some jazz records.
Jazz records, little Johnny Dankworth, maybe some slippers.
Some gloves for a jazz hands.
Some gloves for a jazz hands. But in Cleo Rockus's bedroom, you'd expect straps, pantyless
whips.
Bras. No.
pantyless bras.
Pantyless bras. Yes, you heard me. All right.
So what? Hang on. So that's a lingerie Ankles. Set
yeah,
in pa- which... Hello?
Yeah, hello, I'm here.
So that's like a lingerie set in which the panties don't appear.
What I meant to say was wireless bras. No, not wireless bras. What do you... bras with holes in them.
A bra radio.
Not a bra radio, no. A broadband bra or something. You know what I mean. A bras with holes in them where the nipples stick out. That's the sort of thing you'd expect to find in her bedroom.
Yeah.
Peephole bras, there you go. Well, anyway, yeah, and exactly. Our survey said, like that. But in Family Fortunes, that's the sort of thing people do say. They don't say bed or pillows or what have you, do they?
Oh no, there are so many moments where you get Les Dennis creasing over with laughter at an, you know, an impertinent suggestion.
Yeah, exactly, because either one of the families is saying, you know, what would you expect to find in the bedroom? And the family goes, a man's bum, like that. You know what I mean? And Les starts laughing, and then it turns out that the highest answer was a dildo.
You wouldn't get that on Family Fortunes.
I don't know. Well, you'd probably get a marital aid, it would be written as, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a marital aid. And you'd, from that you think, yeah, I know what that is.
You couldn't technically call it a quiz show. It's a game show, isn't it, really?
Well, it is a game show, but I said we're doing game shows. I didn't say we're doing quiz shows.
Well, fair play.
Don't tell you. What do you reckon would be Rusty Lee's bedroom?
I don't know. Some sort of asthma treatment?
An oxygen delivery system.
Yeah.
Pots, pans, pictures of Gordon Honeycomb. What else would you have?
Well, we should have pots and pans in the bedroom.
She's a cook, isn't she? Pots and pans. That's what cooks have, pots and pans.
Maybe she practices in bed.
She does, she probably does. She's there on her oxygen, cooking some omelettes, going, with little Johnny Dankworth. No, hang on, that's clear. That's, no, I've got it wrong again.
She was in EastEnders recently, wasn't she?
What, Cleo Lane?
Rusty Lee.
Rusty Lee? What's she doing in EastEnders?
Well, not recently, it was a year ago or so. It was Gus's mum.
That's right. Well, yes, I remember now. Gus, poor Gus, who got tortured.
Yeah.
As a send-off. I thought that was a lovely send-off they gave Gus at the end of EastEnders there. You know, how am I going to go out then? Are you going to give me a party at the Vic? No, Gus, we're going to tie you up for 3 days, lock your dog in a cupboard, and have a psychopath torture you. Goodbye!
And then introduce you to Rusty Lee from the 80s.
Yeah, Rusty Lee, off of the 80s. I mean, what next? I'm going to shove Wincy Willis up his arse.
Father, is there anywhere on the internet I could go for informative television reviews?
Yes, my boy, there is. It's called Watch With Mothers. You'll find it incredibly informative, despite the fact that it's written by the mentally challenged.
Thank you, Father.
Right,
Sorry about that.
My next suggestion.
Yours?
Yeah, this one is actually mine.
Okay, right.
The Cube with Philip Schofield. Did you watch this?
I did, yes. Well, I lie. I watched a bit of it.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, I watched. I'd say I watched a good 20 minutes of it. Is that enough?
Yeah, you'll get the whole. You'll get the feel of the thing. You know, you'll get the vibe of it.
I got the gist.
Yeah. It's basically parlor games in a Perspex box.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, I had it down as Flash mini games.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that sort of thing. It's mini games. It's the sort of thing you, when you get a console, your mum buys you some hideous game or whatever. It's that with Philip Schofield, who has a very high pitched voice, I've noticed.
Yeah, he gets squeaky when he gets excited.
Well, he does, because you get the opening bit, don't you? Which goes, "Welcome to the Cube," and all that, and it go, and a lot of lights come on all over this start shop. And you get the sweeping camera work. It's all dark with all lights going all over the place. Da 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 da. A bit like beginning of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, isn't it? And then it gets to "Hello, welcome to the Cube." You think, well, that's not that sinister.
Yeah, he spoils things a bit, but I like the fact that he throws himself into it. He takes it seriously, at least.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, he's taken on the role of Noel Edmonds, isn't he? He's the new Edmonds stroke Taron, and that requires a frown.
It requires a what?
A frown. Sorry, I've got a bit of a speech impediment.
That's all right. I don't think he is the new Edmonds. I think he's a bit more approachable.
What, than Edmonds?
Yeah.
You don't get much more approachable than Noel Edmonds.
Actually, are you sure about that?
No, I'm thinking of Justin Lee Collins.
Well, I wouldn't say he's approachable either.
Why isn't he? What's wrong with Justin Lee Collins? You got a problem? You got a problem with him?
I do a bit, yeah. Because my problem with him is, a few weeks ago, well, maybe a year ago, he was saying, "My favourite show when I was a kid was The A-Team."
Right.
And now I'm going to get together the cast of The A-Team for one last time. And then, you know, you watch it another week and he's saying, "When I was a kid, my favourite show was Dallas."
Yes.
So I'm going to get together all the cast of Dallas. And it's blatantly lying to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, admittedly, that's true. I don't know if you've seen his latest show.
What's that?
Where it's called Justin Lee Collins The Something or Other. So it's been Justin Lee Collins The Ballroom Dancer, Lee Collins The Windsurfer. No, not the Windsurfer, Surfer. You know what I mean?
That's Sky One, is it?
Yeah, I must admit, every single week he's come on and he's gone, I tell you what, I've always wanted to be, when I was a child, I wanted to be on the eye diving board, didn't I? I love it! Like that, and you're sort of thinking, hang on a minute, last week you've always wanted to be a ballroom dancer, love it!
Like last week I might have told you that I like to be a swimming diver, but now I've changed my mind. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a WWF wrestler.
Yeah, in fact, he actually was a wrestler at one stage. First, when he did, he'd always wanted to be one of them Spanish... Why am I speaking like that? He'd always wanted to be one of these Spanish wrestlers. Do you remember out of that Nacho Libre film?
Yeah, because it tied in nicely with something that was vaguely popular.
Yeah, he wanted to be like that. But then the very next week, he'd always wanted to be a high diver.
I saw one.
He'd always wanted to be a ballroom dancer.
There was one where he'd always wanted to be Tom Jones, and then the next week he'd always wanted to be a clown.
Right.
And there's loads of TV shows that were his favourite.
Yeah, but even that though, I still like him. I still think he's an amiable fella. The only criticism I'd have of his new show is that his kids are in it.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I'm sorry if you like kids and all the rest of it. I'm not having a go at kids, but I'm just not interested in the families of people who are on the telly.
Yeah, it's a bit Jamie Oliver opening your family and saying, oh, I'm having issues about my kids. It's like, well, you know, leave it at home, yeah, we do.
Exactly, they're not the TV personality. They're not the person I've paid my licence fee to watch. Thanks a lot, Jamie. But if I'm going to be forced to watch you shoving school dinners, healthy school dinners, down kids' throats, I'd rather watch you doing it, not you, your bloody wife, and Poppy and fucking Poppy, your daughters. You know
Poppy,
what I mean?
What are they called? Poppy, snail shell,
yeah,
aluminium.
Potassium, paperclip.
Chlamydia.
Grenadier Guards, Dragoon Republican. You know, it's celebrity children's names. They start off faintly ludicrous, i.e. Poppy, and they end up as Jism Stain or whatever. They're trying to compete with him off of Coldplay.
Yeah. Oh, Apple.
Yeah, Apple. Apple Coldplay, that's his name, isn't it? The
that's
boy,
his,
the kid.
That's his boy's name, yeah.
Apple Coldplay.
Yeah.
That's a terrible name. Can you imagine the shit he's going to get at school? What's your name? Lad. Ladio. Coldplay, sir. Well, that's a bit unusual. What about your first name? Apple. Get out.
Well, there was also, I don't know if it was Liam or Noel Gallagher, called his kid Donovan.
Donovan?
Yeah, as in Mellow Yellow.
That's the kind of thing you'd call a retired donkey.
Yeah, or a pet dog at a stretch.
Yeah, pet dog. Hey, Donovan. Here, boy.
Go on, Donovan.
What? Go on, Donovan. Get. Like that. You don't call a child that. You call a child, I don't know, John. Or
Andrew.
Bernard.
What's wrong with Andrew?
What's wrong with Andrew? Exactly. What's wrong with Jack or
Patrick?
Or Alan? Or something like that. Yeah. What's wrong
Alan's
with these
fun.
Names?
Even Gareth.
No, yeah, not Gareth. That's worse than Gordon.
Gordon's the worst.
Gordon, I'd say probably in the gamut of people's names, Gordon probably takes the biscuit. If I'd have been named Gordon, I would have shot myself.
Can I just defend the name Gareth? Because obviously it's a bit close to home.
Yep.
Gareth's a fine name.
Gareth's an alright name. It's not too bad. It's certainly not as bad as Gordon.
Where'd you stand on Norman?
Don't mind Norman. Good old Norman Wisdom, who's still alive.
He is, isn't he? Incredibly.
He is. He's in a nursing home now, unfortunately. Anyway, I mean, this has got nothing to do with what we're on about. What I wanted to ask you is, when you were at school... Yeah, just nipping back to school, Jamie Oliver, all that shit, yeah? When you were at school, could you imagine that bastard turning up and denying you... When I was at school, yeah, every day I had a plate of chips. Every day from the school canteen, yeah?
Well, I must have come from a wealthier background than you, because I had chips and grated cheese.
I don't like chips and cheese.
Chips and cheese with a bit of salt and vinegar. Yeah, I had that every day.
Yeah, but I had the chips, and I used to have double chips, yeah? All right? I used to have double chips, and one day I had triple chips. Nearly shit myself. There was far too many chips. But anyway, I used to have double chips. Now, could you imagine being at school, and that fucker turns up and nicks your chips and replaces it with, well, birdseed and rabbit food?
risotto and stuff like that.
Risotto, fancy food, the sort of thing you get in France.
Well, yeah, it would annoy me actually quite intensely, and it would probably be, well, no, I'm falling into the trap. I was going to say it would probably be more expensive.
I should imagine it would be more expensive. What's not cheap about a chip? Look at David Dickinson. He's always saying cheap as chips.
Well, yeah, that is the ultimate judgment, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, the man's in the antiques trade. He knows what he's on about.
He knows value better than anyone.
Exactly, yeah. He looks at that, he says, that over there, that is not cheap as chips. Whereas that is as cheap as chips. As far as I'm concerned, that's all I need to know. Thanks a lot, David. Move on. Where were we?
Hello there. You're listening to the smooth and groovy sounds of Watch With Mars. Here to entertain you in your ears as you go to sleep, or perhaps masturbate into a cup. Watch With Mothers.
Right, are you okay to carry on?
Sorry about that. I've just put a swab of cotton wool in my mouth, full of clove oil. I put far too much clove oil on there, and as all the girls all know, that's not a good thing. I've flooded my entire mouth with clove oil, which is a bit like drinking fire.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm slightly anaesthetised now, so if I start talking like Sylvester the Cat, like that, I must say that's because of the clove oil. So you'll have to bear with me, especially if I start chasing after a small yellow bird.
Well, just so long as you don't lose another segment, because we just lost, listeners, just so you know, we just lost 10 minutes worth of chat, which should have been about Every Second Counts, but turned out being about Smokey and the Bandit.
And with bit.
Yeah, with bit, yeah. Mm.
But let's soldier on.
All right.
Nobody ever said this was professional.
Nah. Right, what was the next one? What should we talk about?
Right, the next one that we're going to talk about is The Weakest Link with Anne Robinson.
Well, is she Anne Robinson anymore? Because she looks
like
she looks like something altogether more, well, young, nubile, attractive.
As I said to you earlier on, it's as if they've wrapped her face round the back of her head, and they've got a string attached to that face, and it's been pulled down to her arse and up her own arsehole.
It's nice. Just on the topic, seeing as she's always banging on about her physical appearance,
yeah,
I think that gives us license to discuss whether or not she's had the whole, you know, MOT.
Well, she says she's had a facelift, or as she now says, I've had a facelift. Like that, yeah. Hello, welcome to The Weakest Link. Because you know when people have facelifts, they obviously, their mouths don't operate in the same way that they used to do.
Well, they look like they're facing great G-force, don't they?
Yeah, they look like they've swallowed a load of clove oil.
They've been on Nemesis, that's what they look like.
Nemesis?
Yeah, you know, Alton Towers, that sort of business.
Oh, right, Nemesis. Now, yeah, now then, the last time I went to Alton Towers, have they still got those bears there?
I haven't been there in about, 15 years.
Well, I went there and I was a bit worse for wear, obviously, and I went up to one of the bears. You know, they used to have people in bear costumes. They used to have a sort of not particularly memorable bear mascot.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I do, yeah.
And I went up to one of them and I went, but you're a bit sweaty under there, aren't you? And the bear turned round to me and went, look, just fuck off, will you?
Well, he had every right to, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. I'd have said that to him. I mean, I always wanted to work at Disneyland. Not because I'm a paedophile, obviously, but I couldn't get a job. I couldn't get a job at the time, and I applied to the French one.
Right.
And, I was turned down.
There was a scandal recently, wasn't there, where those mascots, I think it was a Goofy and a Minnie, were found shagging in their outfits, which must have been quite a feat.
Well, yeah, right, that's made up.
I think there was footage of it.
No, there can't have been. Right, you think about it. They both have, what's her name? Daisy Duck, isn't it?
Yeah,
Was it Donald?
I think Daisy was better looking than Minnie.
Right, well, if you think of Daisy, she's got a fat stomach and a protruding tail. How's Goofy going to get his tadger up there?
Well, he doesn't go from the front, does he?
All right, he goes from the back then. The whole point about her is she's got a bloody great ducktail thing hanging out the back.
Yeah, but as anyone who knows anything about anatomy knows, then the Vegeta is below that.
Yeah, okay, the Vegeta may be below that, but not in a Disney duck costume. The fanny's not hanging out the bottom, is it?
What do you mean that's costume?
That's kidite.
What do you mean costume?
You said they were fucking in the costumes.
Right.
If they were shagging in the costumes, unless I've misread Disney, yeah, they do not have the private parts dangling out the bottom of the costumes.
Well, maybe they only had the head on. I don't know.
Oh, right, yeah, you've changed your bloody story now. This is what you call apocryphal, this.
I said apparently.
Oh, apparently. Well, that's like allegedly, is it?
It's my disclaimer, yeah.
Oh, right, well, nice disclaimer. Thanks very much. You've just come along with a nonsense story. That never happened.
Google it, all right? But let's talk about Robinson.
Right, anyway, yeah, Anne Robinson. She's been on things recently, hasn't she? To plug her, she's doing Watchdog now. They've sacked Nicky Campbell.
And Bradbury
and Heine, Heinz Beans.
Who's Heine?
Paul Heinz Beans.
Paul Heinz. Oh, I know the one.
Old bloke. He's got a curmudgeonly face and white hair.
Yeah, he's related to someone I vaguely know off the internet.
No, he isn't.
He is.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not. So they've got rid of them and they've got a Robinson on. And she's been appearing on things like The One Show with Adrian Charles and the lovely Christine Bleakley.
Yeah, the Radiant. Radiant, I think she is.
She is Radiant, yes. She's, that said, she has been a bit brown recently, hasn't she?
Well, it's holiday season.
Oh, it's holiday season, but how come her holiday was only 2 weeks ago and yet she was bright orange before that?
Hang on, now that you mention it, did you notice Jack Branning is back in EastEnders after about a month off?
Do you know that I was at my kitchen last night, yeah, and I had my back turned to the TV because the kitchen's in the living room.
Yeah, I was going to say it's at the kitchen, not in the kitchen now.
Yeah, exactly. I was at the kitchen because I haven't got a kitchen now. It's a careful ruse by builders to deny you one room. Well done, thanks very much. But anyway, I had my back to the TV and I heard Max's voice, and didn't I say it? I said, hey, that's Max.
Jack.
No, and Max. I haven't seen Max in it in ages. And is Shirley dead?
Yeah, I think Shirley's dead, but Jack's back and he's got a tan, even though he hasn't been on holiday.
Yeah, hasn't been on. Yeah, but you get that with a lot of EastEnders people. They've either been away to Manchester, or they've been to visit somebody in Manchester, and they come back and it's like it's suspiciously like they've been in Barbados for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Yeah, but I suppose nowadays you could argue. I mean, in the old days, when it happened in EastEnders in the 1980s, you think, well, you've just been on bloody holiday. But now I suppose you could explain it away with tanning salons, couldn't you?
True.
Yeah, you could say, yeah. The reason Tanya's looking like that is because she's been to a tanning salon, which for a woman with blonde hair is not good. She'll get skin cancer.
I think she's probably mousy underneath that blonde do.
Well, I don't want to ruin it for you, but I will do. I was in the shop the other day, and have a guess who was behind Tanya, in bed, nude.
What, in the shop?
No, not in the shop. No, on a magazine, a photograph of Tanya looking suitably disgusted with herself. I think it was just waking up in the morning. Yeah, this is a spoiler. This, yeah.
Right.
But have a guess who was behind her with a dirty grin on his face.
Lucas.
No.
Bradley.
No.
Oh, what's his name? I know who it was. Darren.
No.
Does it strike you Darren would have fitted in perfectly to the Carry On films?
Ian Beale.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm not joking you.
Well, that's
Ian Beale.
That stretches credibility beyond breaking point.
Well, I think credibility was stretched beyond breaking point about 15 years ago.
Yeah, probably.
There's
was.
There's only so many five-a-side football teams you can have.
Watch with mothers. Watch with mothers. No. Yes. Watch with mothers. Watch with mothers. Yes. I will watch with mothers.
So, moving on. They had lyrics in the song, didn't they?
Well, yeah, It would. Well, you had two songs. You did, didn't you? You had blankety blank,
blankety blank,
bum bum bum, blankety blank,
blankety blank,
bum bum bum, blankety blank,
blankety blank,
blankety blank,
blankety blank,
blankety blank. Like blank. That, yeah. That was the first song, and then you had
Super Match Game.
Yeah, and then Les Dawson would go, oh, bloody lovely. Like that.
Ask me what you're going to win.
What are you going to win?
A blankety blank checkbook and pen.
Fantastic. Well, so I think from that, what are we talking about?
Blankety blank.
Blankety blank. And who presented Blankety Blank?
Well, you had three presenters, didn't you?
Right, yeah, you had...
Wogan.
The Wogan.
Then you had the Don.
Then you had the Dawson.
Les Dawson. And then, Dawson. Yeah, then you had... what was his name back then?
Lily Allen. No, Lily Savage.
Lily Savage, yeah.
Yeah, not Lily Allen. That's Keith's boy.
Yeah, it was Paul O'Grady doing one joke.
Yeah, was it O'Grady or was it the Allen? No,
it was the
Lily.
Yeah, Lily Savage as played by Paul O'Grady.
Right, so I'll cross out the O'Grady and write the Savage.
Yeah, because Lily Allen was probably about 8 when that was going out.
Well, not when the Savage was doing it.
Well, early 90s, was it?
Yeah, no, it was 2000s, wasn't it, when Savage took over? Because ITV bought the format from BBC One. After, in my opinion, it should after Dawson. What's the point in resurrecting it? You're never going to beat Dawson.
Well, exactly. I mean, Wogan had his microphone, which was quite amusing, and then you had Dawson with his patter, and it just the general feeling that he didn't really want to be there.
Yeah, well, that was the whole point of it, wasn't it? That Les just thought it was a bloody awful, atrocious show. The prizes were shit. The game itself was shit. The celebrities that got on there weren't celebrities. There were people like Rusty Lee. That all ties it together. But yeah, I love the fact that everything about Les just stank that he didn't want to be there.
Yeah, and he was proud to admit that he was part of something, well, a sinking ship, really.
Yeah, and yet, because it was so bad, it was actually good.
Yeah, that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to explain to people who've never seen Blankety Blank, such as young people, American foreigners? They won't have seen Blankety Blank, will they?
No, I'll explain to the foreigners in a foreign language, shall I?
Okay, you give it a go.
Blankety Blank est un... how do you say game show? Gamshow?
La Gamshow?
Onque le contestant... Et jouer pour un grand prix.
Dans la BBC.
On le BBC. Non, BBC.
Avec les Dawson.
Oui.
Avec Gary Wilmot. Et Sue Pollard.
Oui.
Et Ted Rogers.
Bon.
Et Gordon Kay.
Dans le télévision programme, les contestants jouaient avec les doubles entendre.
Oui. Et jouaient le Supermatch Game.
Supermatch game.
It's time to play the Supermatch game. No, the one actually, it's time to... Anyway, that's that explained to the French.
Yeah, I think they'll understand now what we're talking about.
So you had, in the front row, you had Gary Wilmot.
Yep.
Yep. Then you had, hang on, I'm just drawing him. Gary Wilmot.
Why are you drawing him?
Well, I'm just getting a visual representation. Hold your horses.
This is crap. This is the worst thing we've ever done.
No, it's not. Right, now then, you had Gary Wilmot. Next to him, you had Sue Pollard.
She's got glasses.
Hey, what?
Glasses on Sue Pollard, don't forget.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I'll just put the glasses on. Right, that's Sue Pollard. Right, next to him, you've got Shane Ritchie.
Yeah, before he was in EastEnders.
Yep. Next to him, you got Paul Shane.
Yeah.
A slightly fatter stick man. Right, then you had the top tier, didn't you?
Davro.
Up there, right, okay, up there you had Bobby Davro.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Wincy Willis. Then you had, who's the airy bugger who used to present morning television?
DLT.
Sportsman? Richard, he's got really hairy arms.
Richard Keys.
And then, who did you say?
Bill Beaumont,
the rugby player.
Actually, no, he's more question of sport.
I've crossed him out. Oh, shit.
I've ruined the picture.
You've ruined it. Anyway, right, who should we have instead? Gary Glitter.
Just leave it blank.
See what you did there? Right, yeah. Now then. I'm going to ask you a question, and then you are going to reply as these people. Are you ready?
Well, all of them at once?
Yeah, just bear with me. I'm Les Dawson.
Okay, Les.
Right, so, a man walked into the bedroom to find his wife in bed with a blank. Right, so, over to you. Hang on, I'm not doing the voice, am I? A man walked into his bedroom to find his wife in bed with a blank. Right, so, who was the first one?
It wasn't Pollard, it was Wilmot.
Right, Gary, what do you think? A man walks into his bedroom to find his wife in bed with a blank. Gary, what do you say?
Is it a casserole?
A casserole. Oh, Jesus, the people we have on here. Right, Sue, what's your answer?
I also think it's a casserole.
The quality of guests we have on here. Right, who's after Shane? Shane Ritchie. Television Shane Ritchie, what do you say?
Is it a big pair of tits?
It's a big pair of tits. Bobo, big pair of tits. TV's Paul Shane, what do you say?
He didn't ask all of them individually.
TV's Paul Shane, what do you say?
Heidi, hi.
The quality of guests we have on here.
He didn't ask all of them.
Right, who's in the top tier?
He didn't ask all of them individually.
Who's in the top tier?
I can't remember who's in the top tier.
Right, the first one was Wincy. Who are you going to say? Wincy Willis.
God, a casserole?
A casserole. Oh, the quality of guests we get on here. Who's next? Gary Glitter.
This didn't happen on...
Oh, no, hang on a minute. It didn't happen like that. He had two contestants, didn't he? And yeah. He'd say, who do you want? Right, I've got it right now. Hang on. Right, so your name's Sue, and you're from Berkshire, yeah?
This is slowly turning into one man having a nervous breakdown while another man watches kind of impotently from the side.
No, right, you're Sue from Berkshire.
Right.
Right. So, a man walks into his bedroom and finds his wife in bed with a blank. What's your answer?
Casserole.
Right, okay. Now then, let's see what everybody else says. Gary Wilmot.
Casserole.
Sue Pollard.
Is it a casserole?
Yes. So hang on, and they used to pull a thing down, didn't he, saying either a naught or a cross. So,
did he?
Yeah. So
no, they used to write it down on a card and then show
didn't.
It.
He didn't. He used to pull either a naught or a cross. Gary Wilmot said casserole. Sue Pollard said casserole. What do you say, Shane Ritchie?
A casserole.
Casserole. What do you say, Paul Shane?
Casserole.
Well, take it as read that the top tier all said casserole. You've won blankety blank.
Well, A, that's not how it worked. B, this is the most tiresome podcast segment we've ever done. And C, who takes a casserole to bed? Rusty Lee.
Rusty Lee. Ha ha! You see, it all ties in. I got this hideous diarrhea. Sorry about that whole blankety blank thing there. I think what we've done another science fiction, haven't we?
Well, it was worse even than that, I'd say.
Really, you think?
Yeah, at least in that one, we made it clear we didn't know what we were talking about, but just then on Blankety Blank, you got it wrong while maintaining that you were right.
No, hang on, I did not get that wrong. He used to ask one of the contestants a bloody question, they'd say what it was, then he'd go for the answers from the panel, yeah? And whoever got it one right, got it right, got a naught. Whoever got it wrong, got a cross. And however many things you got, you went on Supermatch. I was bloody right.
Right, well, what do you want to do in this section?
Right, well, in this section now, we're going to discuss ideas for game shows. So, I think we've both come up with three, haven't we?
You've come up with three, have you?
Yeah, I've come up with three, and you should have come up with three. I did warn you about this yesterday.
I'm a very busy man.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Let's just do your three and see how it goes, see how much time we've got left.
Okay, right. Well, the first one on my list is called The Ultimate Hammer of Justice.
Right, what would happen in that then?
Right, do you want to hear what I've written down?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Right, it says here... excuse me. Right, it says here, a family man has to answer a set of 10 questions correctly to win £10 billion.
Hang on.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, he's stumping up the 10 bill.
Wait a minute. If he fails to answer any of the questions, he has to witness his family, who are in a cage, being beaten to death with hammers. That's why the money has to be so high.
Yeah, but you've still got the obstacle of finding, sourcing 10 bill.
Well, can the government stump it up?
You could just forge it, couldn't you?
Well, I suppose you could forge it. Well, actually, Murdoch, he's got loads of money.
Yeah, if we get it put out on Sky, he can definitely fund it.
Yeah, so you'd have Noel Edmonds, you'd have a cage with a family in it. So, you know, wife, couple of kids... Dad there, he's on a chair, he's strapped in so he can't run away, yeah, and he's got 10 questions and they're in escalating difficulty, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, and he has to get all 10 right.
All right, yeah, he can't get any wrong, yeah, and they're in escalating difficulty. So your first question would be, I don't know, what's the colour of a baked bean?
That sounds more like a mastermind question.
No, well it is a bit like a mastermind. All right, what colour is white paint?
Well, that's easy.
Yeah, so you'd say...
White.
White, right. And now you've escalated all the way up to question 10.
Are we not doing the other ones then?
Well, no, I'm not doing the whole thing. I mean, I suppose I could do, but that would be a bit tedious.
All right, yeah, let's go to number 10.
Right, so you've now, you know, you're sweating profusely now because you can see your beloved wife and children, and you're sitting thinking, God, I'm one question away here from 10 billion quid or seeing that lot fucked. And the quizmaster, Noel Edmonds, he says to you, I don't know, which English king came a cropper at the Battle of Bosworth?
King Richard the Second.
And then they're laid into with hammers.
Third.
It was Richard the Third.
Yeah,
laid into with hammers in front of your horrified eyes. You're strapped in, you can't get out, you have to watch them being beaten to death with hammers. And that, my friend, is the ultimate hammer of justice.
What music would they play behind the beating? That would make it.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, with some ticker tape falling down, that will work.
Yeah, for the kids. Yeah, exactly. Like you say, ticker tape, dancing girls, maybe stop footage of elephants.
Yeah, on a big screen behind them. Yeah, that would work.
I'd watch that.
Idea number two.
Right, the next one is called Girl, I Want to Make You Sweat.
Right.
Right, do you want to know what I've written down?
You better, yeah.
Okay, right, three fat girls, sizes 8 to 10. Yeah?
8's not fat.
Be quiet. In bikinis or sexy underwear, have to dance and writhe inside Perspex sweat boxes. The girl who loses the most weight through sweating wins an all-expenses-paid luxury holiday to the Isle of Man.
Hang on. 8 to 10, they're not fat.
Yeah, but they're in their underwear.
What, so girls look fat in their underwear?
No, I'm just run with it. This is an opportunity to see women size 8 to 10 in bikinis or sexy underwear writhing around, sweating.
I hadn't thought
about
that.
Girl, I want to make you sweat. Sweat till you can't sweat no more. That.
And they're in a Perspex box.
They're in a box, a sweat box, that's Perspex in their underwear. And they have to lose a bit of weight through sweating. To the tune, Girl, I Want to Make You Sweat.
Right, yeah, but you haven't thought it through.
I have.
The process of sweating off weight will take a few days. That song lasts about 3 minutes.
Yeah, but you play it over and over. Or you could have used other sex music. So you could have that. Girl, I want to make you sweat. And then you could have that. Ooh, I want to sex you up. You could have that one. So you could have... What else is sex music?
Well, I was going to say, those two aren't really sex music, are they?
They are sex music.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have sex to that music, would you?
Yeah, you would. If you got a young lady and you took her out for the first time, you said, right, in there, in you go, thanks very much, take your knickers off. And you went to your CD player or your tape recorder and you put that, Girl, I want to make you sweat. You know, get your underpants off. Right, love. Think of England. You know, whatever. The same with, I want to sex you up. That one, it's the same thing.
It's not, they're not, I think that's what children think sex music sounds like. It's not actual sex music.
Well, what's actual sex music?
Well, you want a bit of, what's that Je T'aime song?
What, do-do-do-do-do?
Yeah, that kind of soft jazz, that kind of continental, that's more for loving.
Yeah, but that's an old man being lascivious over a teenager.
Yeah, but you don't have to think about that, do you?
Well, yeah, I suppose not. No, but... Yeah, but what about Girl, I Want to Make You Sweat?
Well, yeah, all right, fair enough, it might work once, but if you loop that over and over whilst watching girls sweating essentially to death...
No. It's only going to last half hour. They're not going to sweat to death in half an hour.
Well, they're not going to lose much weight in half an hour, are they?
Yeah, they are, because you weigh them at the end, and whoever's lost the most amount of weight through sweating and writhing wins the trip to the Isle of Man.
Who's presenting this?
Chris Tarrant.
Okay, idea number three.
Right, this is my last one. Hot Mouse Marathon.
Okay, what happens in Hot Mouse Marathon?
Right, you like this. Mice with head colds must be kept warm by marathon runners running a marathon. The person whose mouse shows the most improvement after 26 miles wins the star prize. Hot Mouse Marathon.
Right. The mouse has got a head cold.
He's got a head cold, so you've got to keep it warm.
Hmm.
Yeah? And you're running in a marathon. So you've got 26 miles to keep a mouse warm who's got a cold. And whichever mouse shows the most improvement after 26 miles, the person who's managed to keep it warmest wins the star prize.
Which is?
I don't know, washing machine?
Okay. Who presents this one?
Now it's going to have to be somebody sporty, isn't it? Such as...
Sue Barker?
Cliff Richard?
I don't think he'd stoop this low, to be honest.
What? Why wouldn't Cliff Richard present Hot Mouse Marathon?
He's a classy bloke. He's got his own wine range.
And what's not classy about that?
It's not very classy, mate.
Well, it's a bit classy. Nothing gets hurt. There's no tits. You know, the other two, there's death, tits, violence, all that. That's for... You know, this is a family show.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, you're going to have problems evaluating how the mice have improved.
Temperature gauges up their arseholes.
Yeah, but they can't tell you how they're feeling, can they?
Well, no, but I mean, yeah, I'm assuming if you've got three marathon runners across the line, and they hold out the mice, and one of them goes, like that, the other one goes, and the other one goes, oh, I feel all right, actually. Then that's a winner.
Right.
No?
Hello, I'm Unpleasant African Dictator Idi Amin. I'm just here to say, this is a What's With Mothers new podcast. They're great. Now I'm off to eat somebody's head. Goodbye!
Well, I think we've covered the entire genre there pretty well.
Yeah, not very successfully though, did we? We didn't really cover anything to do with game shows, and you didn't like any of my game shows.
I did. I quite like Girl, I'm Going to Make You Sweat.
Yeah, it's only because it's naked, practically half naked women writhing around in a sweaty box.
Well, what's wrong with that? That's good.
Nothing, actually, thinking about it. I thought you might like that one, but though I was quite disappointed you didn't like the mouse one.
Well, never work with animals.
Actually, they say that, don't they?
They do say that. There's wisdom in them words.
Yeah, I'm assuming by that they mean don't work with chimpanzees or elephants or dogs or any of the animals you've seen in films that people have worked with.
Yeah, or mice.
Yeah, or children.
Yeah, children are essentially animals, so that, yeah, actually that saying don't work with children or animals is foolish, because children are animals.
That's, in fact, that's the same, well it's not, but it's almost the same as Neil Armstrong.
Is it?
Yeah, because when Neil Armstrong went on the moon and he said, it's one small step for man, it's one giant leap for mankind, that's the same thing.
He meant to say a man, didn't he?
A man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, so that's the same as never work with a monkey or a four-year-old.
Because they are the same thing.
A monkey and a four-year-old are the same as Neil Armstrong?
They're all quite similar.
Yeah, I suppose they are, actually. I mean, they've all got arms.
We should all sign off, really, shouldn't we?
Right, yeah, but, well, actually, before you do, I've written a song.
Right, should we do that next time?
Well, then might as well do it now, get it over and done with. You know, I mean, I always like to leave people with a tune. And this one I've written in the style of Noel Coward. Do you remember him?
No, I think I'm too young for that.
Noel Coward? Well, I'm too young. I think he died in the 1960s.
Well, that's the point.
Anyway, I've done one in the style of Noel Coward. Do you like to hear it?
Well, not really. It might sound a bit dated. Maybe next week we can do that.
Well, right, okay then. Well, here we go. Oh, the curvature of your boob would improve with lactation as an aid to masturbation.
Right, let's leave it there.
What about the rest of it?
Yeah, next week maybe. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the return. Even though it might not seem like it, we did actually do some prep for that. Next week will be better, I promise. So it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah, but what about the enemy song?
Yep, cheerio then, bye!
Bye! Watch with mothers, watch with mothers, watch with mothers.